Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
But we do, for the first time, he said.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden has cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Okay. So Americans don't yet understand that the LA riots are not just a fight over illegal immigration. This is a civil war over the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels that is turning California into an extension of cartel-controlled Mexican territory. That is what this is. We are in the hand-to-hand combat phase of this. Now, this is the fascinating part everybody's missing. Let's go back to the beginning. They could have launched their Democrat-controlled and funded minions, and I'm going to prove to you by the end of the show today, these are Democrat-paid violent activists. They could have launched them in response to anything. If I was running a show, I'd wait till some woman who works in a hotel trying to support two kids who's an illegal immigrant just wants a better life. I'd wait till she was deported. They didn't. This is what everybody's missing. What specific raid was this over? Could have been, and again, ICE was running dozens a day. Could have been any of them. What raid specifically did they go wild over? A cartel raid. This was a raid of a business that was being used by the cartels to launder money as part of a human trafficking and drug operation. In other words, human trafficking, where they bring the Democrats their voters. You just heard the Attorney General of Texas say the cartels and the Democrats have merged. They used to run from the Department of Homeland Security. Now Department of Homeland Security calls them up. Hey, yo, cartels, where do we drop them off? Completing the last leg of the human trafficking journey. We have people literally still sitting in federal prison for doing that. Under Biden, the Democrats, the government began to do it. So what Trump is doing here, okay, and I've been telling you this, they're not just picking up illegals. They are dismantling the Democrat cartel money laundering and human trafficking networks that have been so successful. They brought 200,000 to 300,000 people a month here. So left-wing leaders could have chosen any number of ICE raids to deploy the largest tranche of their highly organized Democrat NGO-funded violent minions. But look what they choose. Not a routine immigration enforcement raid, but an ICE raid directly targeting cartel-related activities from which the Democrat Party benefits. And Tom Homan was trying to remind people of this weekend. Now, this raid where they got violent, this raid where they surrounded the ICE center afterward.
These are illegal aliens who committed a crime by crossing this border illegally, then yet committed another crime. Again, yesterday was about a criminal investigation into money laundering, tax evasion, and some of the funds going to cartels in Mexico and Colombia that fund their operations of sending narcotics to this country, killing American people. This is about enforcing the law. And again, we're not going to apologize for doing it. We're stepping up.
So specifically, the business targeted had links to human trafficking. That's the Democrats' voter drive. And cartel money laundering. This strikes at the heart of the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels. They are merging in front of our faces. That is why they went wild. So in other words, this is why Democrats protect illegals with, notice this, criminal records with the most passion in their sanctuary cities. This is why they prioritize their fight against, the deportation of the gang-affiliated criminal illegal aliens in their jails the most passionately, far more so than the deportation of regular illegals who just come here to work. I mean, think about this. Who has been the poster child? Who is the face of this so far? They could have picked him up. But folks, we've seen multiple stories of moms, and she's illegal, but she had a child here. They're deported together. They could have made those moms the face of this. They could have. And they, they did get some coverage of that, some of those stories, and left did a little bit of that in their media. But who is the face? Marilyn Mann Kilgo Abrigo Garcia, now connected to a murder and being tried for human trafficking. Why? It is the deportation of gang-affiliated criminal illegal immigrants within the human trafficking nexus that they fight the most passionately. Far more than, again, the deportation of regular illegals who just come here to work. I can't even picture the face of that woman. There's been two or three of them, I think, they've deported. But Abrigo Garcia, know him. This, folks, that is because this is a civil war to remove the cartel's henchmen. That is what this is. This is a civil war between Trump and the Democrats to remove the cartel's henchmen from Democrat sanctuary cities and keep the Democrat Party from merging, with the cartels. Cartels want control of the political system just like they have in Mexico. Democrats are fine with that because there's a lot of perks that go with it, like what you've seen in the last 2 months. Anybody who wants to run against a Democrat, assassinated. You get two choices. You can either be on the payroll at the cartels, on the payroll of the party and the cartels, it becomes indistinguishable, or they kill you. This is street muscle. Democrats have wanted this so badly. They're showing you how it would work in LA. So what you've seen the last 2 months with the assassination, we just saw what? An assassination of the member of the ruling party in Mexico and her daughter. They live streamed it on Facebook. The assassins did. Why? They want to show you if you're not in good stead with us, you die. You don't get to campaign. We just saw the same thing with the attempted assassination of the conservative presidential candidate in Colombia. Democrats love this. They want it here. Their street thugs are already doing it. Think about it. If you were to stand up in LA right now and give a speech, pro-Trump speech, do you think they'd come and beat you? You bet they would. That's how street thugs work. They got them in Venezuela. They're called Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua is muscle for the Socialist Party. They are socialists. They're not just criminals. Trump has struck at the heart of this by going after the cartel connections the Democrats have. And folks, if we don't stop them, these cartel hitmen, I've been warning about this, will begin to act as political muscle for the Democrat Party here too, and we will lose the effective operating control over parts of America. This is a battle to reclaim post-American blue territory from behind enemy lines. They know it. They know Trump knows it. We all know it. This is a game, but they're playing to win. Here's the funny thing. They're not gonna. I'll explain coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, make no mistake about it. This is a battle to reclaim American territory, inch by inch, foot by foot, mile by mile, from the cartels and the Democrat Party, which are emerging. If you're one of my Battleground America podcast listeners, we have documented this endlessly. The cartels are a key part of the human trafficking that the Democrat Party does at such a massive scale. You need people to move the bodies in, somebody to enact order, somebody to control the border that is not the Border Patrol. That is what the cartels are. Trump is systematically dismantling the Democrats' control grid for moving what they believe will be their future voters into America, and that is what this is over. Mark Thiessen explained it perfectly on Fox News. What is driving the LA riots?
And what's got the left riled up and what's causing all this is that the Trump administration has figured out a way around sanctuary city laws. Local officials can refuse to honor an ICE detainer, but they can't refuse to honor a federal felony warrant. And so what the Trump administration has done, they've launched something called Operation Guardian Angel, where they're charging illegal migrants who have reentered the country with felony illegal reentry, and then they're presenting the local jurisdictions with federal felony warrants, and they have to hand them over. So they've been handing over hundreds of illegal migrants to ICE, and this has set people off that they found a way against to basically block the sanctuary city policies.
Bingo. Now, on top of that, you saw what just happened in California, okay? What just happened in California? Gavin Newsom, who was spending billions on illegal immigrant Medicaid, had to withdraw it. Why? Because Trump executive orders ordering them to combat fraud. These Democrat states from Minnesota to California were committing Medicaid fraud. They had very few checks, if any at all, on whether you were an American citizen. That's how we ended up with 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid. Trump systematically dismantling that. They were running money to support these illegals, half of whom do not work. That's the adults. Half of the adults do not work. We had, remember that Center for Immigration Studies phone survey? They called them up. A little over 50% of illegal immigrants are not working. Why? There's not enough jobs for them. That's the big lie. They are being supported and kept here by the Democrat Party. I'm going to make all this make sense, okay? Trump's dismantling that. $34 billion. A year was going out from the Department of Homeland Security. Remember, he canceled that. Another almost $40 billion going out the door a year from FEMA. He canceled that. They've been finding this and squishing it like a bug. They can't maintain their future vote. They have to pay for everything for these people or they can't stay here because they can't work. They don't have jobs. Again, just over half of illegal immigrant adults are not working. So the Democrats are in a frothing panic. Folks, you know what we're going to find? Let me tell you what's about to happen here. Big news last week. I was going to come in and do it first thing Monday morning, but I was on vacation. Sorry. Democrats fought all the way to the Supreme Court to keep DOGE from accessing the full Social Security files. All the way to Supreme Court. And lost. Why? Why wouldn't you want DOGE to look at them? Well, privacy, no, that's a lie. We have the NSA database. Captures every keystroke, every email, every text. Democrats don't care about that. They don't care about privacy. What were they trying to prevent us from finding? Well, remember, DOGE already, once they were sued, they couldn't stop. They couldn't do it anymore. DOGE had already found 6,300 illegal immigrants who were illegally given Social Security numbers by Joe Biden, including people on the terror watch list or people with criminal convictions. So, folks, that 6,300 was just people on the terror watch list or people with criminal convictions who were illegal immigrants. That's not everybody else. Why would the Democrats fight the Supreme Court to stop DOGE from looking? Because they have been supporting the shadow illegal immigrant voter nation with Social Security numbers, fake Social Security numbers, Social Security payments. That's why. Trump is systematically dismantling the system that allows them to keep and support these illegals in the country because there's not enough jobs for them. But they need the numbers for the vote. The future vote they think they're going to have. They're not, but they think they are. So this is, what are Democrats doing? I just was cringing for 2 days listening to people get this wrong. Not get it wrong, but not really understand it. Everybody on our side's running around going, they're losing. Oh, look, the guy's got a Mexican flag and he's waving it while he burns a car. Ha, 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 ha. No, the Democrats aren't talking to us. They're not talking to Americans. They've given up on us. They know that they are at the point, their agenda is too radical. Americans can't do it. They're not going to do it. Heck, pluralities of their own voters agree with Trump on immigration. They need new voters or there's no way forward. So when Democrats are out there and they are retweeting the photo of the guy with the Mexican flag and he's flying, you know, he's riding around on a motorcycle. It looks really cool, like Che Guevara. They are not talking to you. They're not talking to me. They're not talking to American citizens. They're talking to the shadow nation, the 50 million. 30 million who are here, the 21 million Trump references all the time who came under Joe Biden. They're talking to the shadow nation. That is who they are campaigning to now. What are they saying? What is the point of these rallies? Come here. Come behind enemy lines to Democrat territory, post-American cartel-controlled territory. And we will protect you. Don't leave. They are terrified these illegals will leave. They're telling the criminals who run the networks, we will protect you. Recede into the shadows. Come and cross the post-American boundaries of Democrat states. Come to sanctuary cities. We will protect you from Trump with violence if necessary. But whatever you do, don't leave. That's what this is about. They don't care if you see it. They don't care if I see it. They don't care if it knocks them down to 27% approval. Oh, by the way, 20% approval. Folks, did you see this? Democrat Party just hit an all-time low in voter approval, 27%. 27%, lowest ever track since polling began in the 80s. They don't care. They are playing the long game. Folks, they are terrified that Donald Trump is, that people are going to take him up on his offer. Hey, I'll fly you for free out of the country. I'll fly you back home and give you $1,000 to spend once you get there. That's a fortune to these people on their own streets. They don't have jobs. Their Medicaid's cut off. Their Social Security payments are getting cut off. Their welfare payments are getting cut off. They can't survive here. Democrats are terrified. So all of this optics, not a campaign to the U.S. People, not a campaign to American citizens. That's not the target. The target is literally people waving the Mexican flag. And the timeline's 20 years. Because folks, let me tell you one more thing. A lot of these people have kids. They had them here. They're terrified that their mom and dad, who are an illegal immigrant, will get deported. This is what the Democrats are counting on. You give them 3 more presidential elections, those kids will be voting Democrats. Know it, this is the long game. So Democrats, wink, wink, nod, nod, have been egging this violence on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And now they've laid out their terms. Folks, they're giggling behind closed doors, okay? That's what they're doing. They're giggling behind closed doors. Trump's Gestapo, violence. Trump got to be stopped, got to get in the streets. Oh, but don't do violence. Also, it's Trump's fault if there is violence. They say stuff like this. This is Senator Chris Murphy.
Obviously, this is a moment where we have to be on the streets all over the country to protest what's happening to our immigrant community, but more broadly to protest what's happening to our democracy. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of the country, and we are going to rise to this moment by being out there on the streets.
So you got to get in the street, got to be violent. Now, remember, folks, this is the same Senator Chris Murphy who admitted the single most important group of people to Democrats, illegal immigrants. This is MSNBC. Here he is.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when...
So I wanted you to hear him say that on MS-13. That's who we care about the most, is Democrats. We care about the undocumented. That is the future, they believe. And folks, they're testing Trump because last time, remember, $2 billion worth of damage. That was the final total for the Summer of Love. $2 billion worth of damage. Well, I'll let Victor Davis Hanson lay it out.
You know what is really reckless, Gavin? You know what is chaotic? Is you. You did not intervene to stop the violence. Donald Trump does not want to see a May, June, July, August, September 2020. $2 billion in property damage, 35 people killed, 1,500 officers assaulted, 14,000 arrests, precinct burned, courthouse burned, historic church burned. He doesn't want to see that. And you're egging this on.
Now, remember last time he didn't stop them. He wasn't as popular as he is now. He didn't have the full backing of the Republican leadership, who told him, no, the Democrats don't want the National Guard. Don't deploy them. So Democrats are testing him. They're hoping he's Taco. Trump always chickens out. He was afraid to do it in 2020. They thought they'd get away with it. So on the one hand, they're urging the violence and giving the excuse for it.
This is Gestapo-like behavior, where plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense.
Okay. Meanwhile, so that is the threat zone. That is to get to people out in the street zone. So yesterday, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass laid out the flip side of this. What they want, what the Democrats want in order to make the violence they are paying for, they are orchestrating, they are organizing, stop.
We have heard that these raids might take place for the next 30 days. We don't know how many are going to take place in a given day. And you just think about the disruption to families and the disruption to our local economy.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, the California riots are being funded by the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. Of course, Soros money supports it. But also, as of financial records, June 2023, $34 million came from the state of California's taxpayers. Yes. $400,000 of it came from a group called CHRLA. CHRLA endorsed Democrat Senator Adam Schiff. Who funds CHRLA? Mainly two groups. ACT Blue, which is the Democrat Party's fundraising arm, and you. Well, who funded this? Do you even have to ask? Mike the Knife funded it. Of course he did. He's bankrupting your children, but he's no idea what he's paying for. Some days I think he's evil. Other days I think he's just dumb. I can't figure out which way. Or the third choice, he just doesn't care what he funds. It's whatever the Democrats point to. Point and click, he'll fund it. You pay for it. Can't blame Democrats. He was a speaker. Funded them twice. $450,000. Your money, they're on the streets. It is a Communist Party-affiliated organization. Did he check? No, I doubt it. He missed everything else, the 1.4 million illegals. The near $1 trillion a year worth of fraud that Elon Musk and 60 Minutes admit to. Might miss that too. Missed it all. Funds everything the Democrats want. Why wouldn't he fund this too? I could see why Elon Musk is losing his damn mind. I really can. He apologized, by the way, to Donald Trump, as you should. You don't have that kind of feud in public. But to watch Mike DeKnife do this is very difficult. It is. Maybe he can make up for it by running those bills through that will at least begin to defund this stuff. We'll see that he funded. Texture writes, Tira, it's time Donald Trump teaches these children, treats these children like adults, teaches them a lesson, and spanks them. Texture writes, Tira, look at nokings.org. It lays out their entire plan for protest nationwide. Yes, the 14th is going to be epic. And again, remember what their demand is. Karen Bass laid it out.
We have heard that these raids might take place for the next 30 days. We don't know how many are going to take place in a given day. And you just think about the disruption to families and the disruption to our local economy.
They want the raids to end. In particular, the raids of cartel-affiliated businesses. This is what they are saying to Trump. And in particular, businesses with the nexus between human trafficking cartels and Democrats. That's what they want. That's what they care. They don't care if Trump hauls off a hotel worker for now. They got to stop. They have got to protect the smuggling network. That's what this is about.
I'll just give a word of advice. You're going to lose the optics, Democrats, left, and immigration protesters, if you have a lot of people here illegally and they're waving not the American flag, but the Mexican flag as they're committing acts of violence.
They don't care. They don't care. They have realized, look, this party is at 27% support polling. People who are overwhelmingly favorable to them, their strongest supporters, people who are like, yeah, I like the Democrat Party, 7%. That's knockout level. So what are they doing? They have come to realize that the American people, including a lot of their own voters, are not ready for the radical part of their agenda that they're at right now. They're not ready for the totalitarianism, not ready for the crackdowns, not ready for every state track meet to be dominated on the podium by boys, with everyone forced to pretend that they're girls. American people are just not ready. They need new voters. They know that. This is remarkable what you're seeing. This is a campaign directed at the Shadow Nation, the 50 million, who they believe will be their voters. They only need them to be their voters one time. Now make all the radical changes, pack the Supreme Court, get rid of any election law that would allow accountability, flood the zone with votes, and if they can get into office, do amnesty. If not, it doesn't matter. They're playing the long game. They're playing the 20-year game. They know they are, what, four? Because a lot of these illegal immigrants already have kids. They're, what, three, four, five tops elections, presidential elections away from those kids voting. That's what this is about. That's what this whole thing's about. The Mexican flag was not an accident. It was not a whoopsie. It was perfect imagery for, they believe, the group of people they are targeting, the Shadow Nation, the future voters. That's what this is about. They anticipated this. There's something called the California Values Act. It's law in California. And it was written and put in place for exactly a moment like this. Connecticut has one. New York does too. The left did this. What does it do? It prohibits local law enforcement from assisting federal authorities specifically in conducting civil immigration detainments. Notice that. Why? So if the FBI is raiding somebody who peacefully protested, truly peacefully protested outside of the Capitol on January 6th, they can help. If the FBI is, as five offices did, persecuting overly religious Catholics, people who go to church, pray the rosary, salt of the earth, five FBI investigations into them, five separate FBI offices investigated them, feds can help. Locals can help feds. But specifically when it comes to civil immigration detainments, they cannot. So, short of an illegal alien being detained during the commission of a crime, local law enforcement can't assist the feds. So, folks, this is what's going on. When ICE detained illegal aliens in Los Angeles and took them to the ICE detention facility, they were engaged in civil enforcement. So local and state police could not engage by law until violence began. Why? That allows them to get their jackboots in place. And they surrounded the ICE facility. That's what kicked all this off. And so for 2 hours, the people trapped inside, afraid they'd be burned alive, afraid they'd be hurt or killed, they kept calling the LAPD. LAPD didn't come. Why? That's the law in these blue post-American territories that have now increasingly more in common with Mexico than they do with America. So when ICE detained illegal aliens in Los Angeles, took them into detention facility, they could, and the protesters surrounded the facility. By law in California, the police have to wait until the protesters get violent. Then the police can come. It's too late then. Folks, this is the law in California. And they wrote it in anticipation of exactly what you're seeing right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.